Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for a new episode of TMG.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick, before we do this, you know how we like to get started. Don't forget to visit and like and share our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. Hey, man, as always, I want to give a huge shout-out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, Nicole, how you doing, girl? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. If you cannot tell, I am really excited to be here tonight. I'm so glad that you're joining the show. You're tuning in wherever you might be tuning in part of the world, man, or whether you are in Switzerland, or whether you are in Spain, or France, or the Philippines, or in Japan, or in China, guys, or South Vietnam, doesn't matter where you are, or in Mexico, Trinidad, and Tobago, you can listen to TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast, and I'm so glad that you're here. Maybe that this is your very first time tuning in. Your very first time hearing my voice. Let me take this time to tell you thank you for tuning in and being a part of the show. I'm so glad that you're here. And maybe, just maybe, you've been streaming in for the 3 years that the show has been on. Let me take the time to tell you thank you so much for being here. Thank you, everybody, for being here, for hopping on. Whether you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube or X or LinkedIn, wherever you are, maybe you're in your car driving right now, or maybe you're on your way home, or maybe you just might be at work listening to the show. But wherever you are, I want to tell you thank you so much for allowing TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast to be a part of your everyday life. I am so glad that you are. Man, tonight's episode is going to be mind-blowing. I'm excited to share this opportunity with you guys. Now, before we get started and get underway, guys, you know how we do this. That this show is all about finding ways of inspiration in our everyday life. So if you have an inspiring story that you like to come on the show and share with the audience, drop us an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you say, Travis, I know someone that has a great story that would be really good and inspirational to your audience, but I don't want to come on the show, man. I'm a little camera shy. It's okay. You don't have to come on. All you have to do is drop us or send us an email with their information. I'll reach out to them. And guess what? You can even remain anonymous if you like. So there you go. Oh, I'm so glad, guys, that you're here tonight. I hope everyone has had a great day. Thank you, everybody, for joining into the stream. Thank you, everybody, for joining in. Give yourselves a hand. You are here. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Guys, you know we have a few affiliate sponsors. So I want to go ahead and play some of that information. I want to go ahead and get it out the way because we want to jump into the show. And guys, it's the holiday season and it's here. And if you have not figured out what to get those special people in your lives, use the links that are in the chat, the special links in the chat, guys. Visit and sponsor some of our associate sponsors, guys, our affiliate sponsors, and maybe you can find that gift that you're looking for. I'm sure that you will. Let me go ahead and play that information and get it out the way. Don't go away. We will be right back after this. I promise you I will. Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Amazon. Amazon is the world's largest online retail store. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethingAMZN for Amazon. With Amazon, you could spend less and smile more. Please visit one of our online sponsors today. There it is, guys. Thank you so much, guys. Please visit one of our online sponsors, guys, for a little holiday shopping. You know, it doesn't even have to be the holiday. But just for some great shopping, great gift ideas, guys, please visit one of our online sponsors by using the special links that have been provided in the chat. Guys, I know you've been waiting for this moment right here. I don't know if it's anybody else, but I am excited about this year. Not just 2023, but I'm excited about what 2024 is going to bring. It's not even here. And the excitement is just building up in me about what to expect. I know 2023 is not over yet, but I've got something good to look forward to. And I hope you do too. So we've been waiting for this moment, guys. Tonight's episode, if you've been waiting for, is tonight's episode is entitled Push to Restore. Yeah, tonight's episode, guys, is entitled Push to Restore. And like always, I'm sure you're probably wondering how in the world or where in the world Travis is going to go with that. Man, I thought about this episode. It came across my mind because I began to think about all the things that we do with computers and all the things that we do with technology. And all the time, sometimes everything doesn't work well or doesn't always go as we see, as we plan. And so I thought about this episode of kind of thinking of along those lines, man. And I just began to just think that computers and technology can really be something else, can't they, man? I mean, they can really be something else. Computers and technology can, man. And I know a lot of us, the true people who don't want to admit and give technology and computers their props, right? Who don't want to say computers have made things better for them. I get it. I know. But as much as we might not care to admit it, technology has made life better. And anything from the cars we drive to the homes we live, and even the way that we work. So it has made life better in a lot of areas, a lot of different things that we do. Now, it used to be, I remember a long time ago, and I'm dating myself as I get this. It used to be if we wanted to send a letter to 20 people, we had to actually write out the same letter 20 times. I want you to imagine, you know how it is you send an email to somebody, and you may send an email to 20 or 30 people. Can you imagine having to write that letter out 20 or 30 times to different people? You had to write that letter out 20 or 30 times and send it to 20 or 30 different people. Now, with technology, with computers, now with the push of a button, that same letter is sent out by email within seconds. Yeah, within seconds, man. It is sent out by email to the same number of people, and everybody gets to read it all at the same time. And so computers technology really works well when it works well. And when it doesn't work well, a lot of times when there are hiccups in the system and things aren't working well, we usually end up looking just like this because we're trying to figure out what in the world is going on. Something just not working right. So usually we end up looking like this when things aren't working well. But I remember when we wanted to send letters out to people, you had to write that same letter out to 20 different people, 20 different times. So computers have made things, if we want to admit it, relatively smoother. They have. We have to admit it. They have made things relatively smoother. I mean, farmers even use computers to help predict the best planting seasons for which crops. So not on, they don't always just use a farmer's almanac. And I know everybody has no idea what a farmer's almanac is. A farmer's almanac was a book, or still a book, they still print them. It's a book that would tell farmers when the best time to plant certain crops or certain things. It would let you know when there's going to be a full moon or a harvest moon or a half moon. So it would tell you, according to astronomy, what's going on and what's the best time to do certain things. So farmers even use computers now to really help predict the best time or best planting seasons for certain crops. And a lot of things are done differently now that computers have been kind of integrated as a part of our everyday lives. I see you coming on. Thank you for joining in the stream. I appreciate that. But yeah, a lot of things look differently now that computers have been integrated as a part of our everyday lives. I was talking to Nicole, and we were watching football because we both enjoy watching football. So we was watching a professional football game, watching an NFL game, a U.S. football, a USA football game. So we was watching this game, and we noticed it's even different how the game is called now because of computers and because of technology. They even call sports differently, even the way sports announcers talk about a football game sounds different. Am I right? Have you ever watched a football game and you listen to how the sportscasters talk about football now, using technology and using different things, using different words? It's even just different how sports announcers talk about football or call sports games. So even the way sports announcers talk about a game sounds different because they use computers in sports to predict the probability of the success of a team. They do. Man, we was watching some game, and I kid you not, and they were talking about the probability of the success of a team doing something or making something happen or being successful at something. And they were talking about the probability of success for a team. And they were using words you never heard used when describing or talking about football. Yeah, they were using words like prediction and analytics. Yeah, and it's even, I mean, they were using words like prediction and probability or analytics in the terms of words of football. So computers and technology is even in our recreation. Man, now, I got to be honest now. I got to share this. Now, when I became interested in watching sports, there was never a time when the words analytics and football were both spoken in the same sentence or even suggested they were even in the same language or had anything to do with one another. But announcers will tell us things like a team could be fourth down and We're talking about football, fourth down and 5 yards to go. And the analytics says that 33% chance of success, or there's a 45% chance of success, or there's a 15% chance of success. So the announcers will say things like that, and they'll say the analytics says that this is this, and the analytics says this, but the announcers will tell us what the analytics say. They will. They will tell us that the analytics will say that this is a bad idea, or the analytics will say, go for it. It's amazing. And the team, the coach, will make a decision based on what the analytics are saying to them, because the analytics are speaking their language. It's amazing how computers can sometimes even speak our language without even talking. And I know there's AI, the invent of AI, and it can even speak, but sometimes it can even speak our language without even saying one word, and decisions are made because it's speaking our language. They would tell us it's a bad idea, or tell us to go for it. Computers have been integrated into all parts of our daily lives, but sometimes they can also be unpredictable. And life, man, life, listen, and life, like computers, man, can really throw us for a loop. I mean, life, like computers, can really throw us for a loop. Oh, yeah. They can really throw us for a loop. We could just be going through life and what I call lifing, just doing the normal things we do. We could just be going through life doing our regular routine, getting up, going to work and coming home, getting up, going to work and coming home, getting up, going to school and coming home, getting up, going in the fields, if you're a farmer, and coming home. Whatever our normal routine may be, we can just be going through our normal routine, and life can really throw us for a loop. We could just be kind of like a baseball player, right? We can just kind of be like a baseball player, and we can just be running the bases of life. We could be going through first base, second base, third base, home. We get up, go to work, and come home. We could just be going through our usual routine in life. And life can just throw us for a loop, like a baseball player. We could just be running the bases of life, just like in a baseball game. Right when you start running the bases and everything starts looking good, when you round first base, yeah, you round in first base, everything is looking good, no problems, you're doing okay, you got a little dust on you, you run in first base and everything's good. And things start looking a little bit better around second base. No problem. You still can handle it, you know. You're still doing your thing. So you're around second base. And it really starts looking good when you start running around third base. Yeah, you're picking up speed a little bit. Yeah. Getting a little momentum to you. You're running around third. A little momentum when you start rounding third base. You start, man, shoot, I got this. I got this. I'm into my routine. Nothing's really happening. Nothing's really bothering me. You know, a little stuff here and there. But, hey, I'm round third base, man. I'm really good. My routine is set. Round third base is when we really have our routine in place. That's when our routine is really set. We know what our schedule is. We know what we're going to do every day. Each day we kind of do it around the same time. So our routine is kind of set. And here it is. Man, it starts looking really good around third base. And it starts looking real good to us around home. I mean, we got, I mean, around home, we almost got it figured out. We're about to make it home plate, man. Life is working real good. Our plans seem to be working well. Our plans is figured out. Everything seems to be working according to plan. And we are about to step on home plate, baby. We done made it through this. We've made it through that issue. We've made it through that. And we are about to step on home plate. Everything seems to be working out. We've gone to college. We've graduated. We've graduated school. We've even gotten over the hurdle of not being able to finish school. We've gotten over some hurdles in life. And here we are about to step on home plate. Everything is figured out. Everything seems to be working well. But as we begin to trot our way onto home base, just when we've gotten our routine down pat, just when everything seems so smooth to us, and we are about to step on home plate, we are beginning to trot our way onto home base. Right when we're about to put our foot down, we end up finding ourselves having to duck and slide. Yeah, just like in baseball, sometimes when the runner is making their way home, in order to be safe, they had to duck and slide. And here we are, just trying to make it home, and we have to duck and slide. Have you ever had to duck something? In baseball, when the ball is thrown at you, it appears that it is thrown at you. Have you ever had to duck something thrown at you or in your direction? You ever see them play baseball? And when they throw the ball, it looks as if they're throwing it at the runner. It looks like they're throwing it at the person running bases. Have you ever had to duck something thrown at you? Oh, let me give you an example. You're in a room full of people. The party is going on. Everybody's excited and happy. But somewhere in the back of your mind, you are ducking every negative thing that says you don't belong here. You're ducking every negative word that says you don't belong. You're ducking every word that says you're just going to be another mistake. You're ducking every negative conversation. You're ducking every word someone said that hurt you. Each time we look in the mirror and we don't like who we see, we're ducking something that somebody said about us. We're too short. We're not pretty enough. We're not tall enough. We don't have enough hair. How many times have you had to duck something that's been thrown at you? What have you been ducking? Have you ever had to duck something thrown at you or in your direction? Have you ever had to duck something that was thrown at you on social media? They said something about you. They posted it. They wanted everybody to see. They wanted everybody to know. And so they threw it at you. Have you ever had to duck something that was thrown at you or in the direction of your family? Maybe something happened in your family and people are still talking about it. And you, here you are trying to defend what happened in your family. All you were trying to do was go through the routines in your life. All you were trying to do was just make it home. All you were trying to do was just do what you normally do. Take care of your family. Take care of your kids. Become a better person. Be a positive role model. Be a positive impact in the community. And here it is. You find yourself trying to duck something that somebody's throwing at you. Duck something that somebody's throwing in your direction. Have you ever found yourself ducking something that somebody threw at you? You just trying to make it home, and all of a sudden you have to duck and slide just to make it home. You're just trying to do your routine. You're just trying to do you. And now all of a sudden, all you have to do to just get through the door, just to get through life, just to get through the day, you have to duck and slide. Have you ever had to duck something that was thrown at you or your family? For some of us, just to make it home, just to even break even, just to break even, just to make the ends meet, we did not know we would have to duck and slide. All we're trying to do is make ends meet. And here we are, got to duck and slide. All we're doing is just trying to do our normal things, and we had to duck and slide. We did not know we would get this much dirt on us just trying to do the right thing. We had no idea this much dirt, this much dust would come up just trying to do the right thing, just trying to become a better person, and just trying to change your life, just trying to be an impact in your community, and you got to duck and slide. What happened?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Man, I mean, life can really take us through a loop. It can, man. Life can really take us through a loop. And all we're doing is just trying to get through the routine of life. And life is taking us, man, through a loop. 1 minute, everything is fine and going okay. And the next, we're somewhere trying to figure out what happened. One moment, we're singing happy songs. And the next, we're singing every sad song we can remember. Have you ever been around someone, man,
who had was in a relationship, and something happens and the relationship goes south or goes sour or goes bad or whatever, and it's a bad relationship, it's a bad breakup, and that person is not taking that breakup well. And every time you speak to them, every time you talk to them or you hear them, that's every sad song they can think of in their playlist. Have you ever been around somebody who went through a breakup and in their playlist is every sad love song, every sad breakup song? Do me a favor. I don't know if you can remember it. What is the saddest breakup song that you remember? I put it in chat. Put it in chat. And if you're driving and not watching this right now, think about the saddest breakup song you can remember. And typically, that's how some people are. It's the saddest, most heart-wrenching breakup song you can remember. And when you talk to them in their playlist, man, it's the saddest breakup song that they can remember. And we're somewhere trying to figure out what happened. Everything was going good. Everything was fine. We're singing songs. We're happy to go to work. We're happy to have a job. We're happy the family came over. We're happy to know people. We're happy to be in a relationship. We're happy to talk to people. We're happy about this. We're happy. And all of a sudden, we find ourselves, what happened? It's like someone changing the radio station in your car. You ever have someone, that same person, and they have a bad breakup, and they get in your car, and you in the car, and you got some music playing, and you vibing, you doing your thing, you feeling it, you feeling it, man. You feeling it, you bouncing. You're like, hey, I feel it. And you feeling it, and they get that same person, get in your car, and they change the radio station to that same sad, heart-wrenching breakup music. Yeah, whoa, wait a minute. It's like someone getting in your car and they changing the radio station in your car. Listen, they're not just changing the song. They're not just changing the channel. They're changing what we experience. Yeah, if they're sad, they want you sad also. Yeah, when people come around and they're sad and they're depressed, listen, I'm not knocking being sad or depressed. I'm not knocking people who are sad and depressed. But what I am saying is this: when people come around and they're sad and they're depressed, don't allow them to change your channel. Don't let them change your atmosphere. Don't let them change your channel to the same sad, depressing music. Now you're walking around sad and depressed, and you don't even know why. Now you're walking around singing every broke song there is, and you don't even know why. Don't let someone change your channel. Yes, there were some things that came up, and we were doing our best we could. We did all we could to handle them. But now we're looking around and trying to navigate some what happened moments. We can't, some what happened moments. And I know we're listening and we're trying to figure out some what happened moments. We can't adequately describe it, so we really don't know how to talk about it. Yeah, we really can't describe it, so we can't adequately really talk about it. Listen, or is it we can't really talk about it because it took our words? When there's something that you can't adequately describe, when you cannot really talk about it, when you cannot find the words to describe it, it took your words. You've had something to come up or something to happen, and you say, I don't even know how to talk about it. I don't even know how to describe it. It's because it took
your words? Has there ever been something that came up and you could not even adequately talk about it? You could not even find the words to describe what it was. It's because it took your words. What happened that took your words? What happened that took your voice? Have we found ourselves trying to describe what is happening with us using sign language? Have we been trying to use sign language to describe what is happening with us? Have we been trying to use sign language to describe what we've went through? Sign language is when we use shapes and objects to represent what we cannot verbalize. All different kinds of shapes are used to describe what we mean. Have we been using sign language to describe what we cannot verbalize? All different kinds of shapes are used to describe what we mean. What we mean. You know what I'm talking about? What shape? You know what I mean? What shape? What shape have we been using to describe what we cannot say? When people ask us how we are doing, we reply, we are in a bad shape, or we are in a low shape, or we are in an angry shape. Have we been using shapes to describe what we cannot talk about? Have we been using shapes to describe what we cannot verbalize? Have we been using shapes to describe what we have lost the words to say? Is it possible that some of the attitudes that we have is because something else took our words? Is it possible that we've been carrying around the wrong perspective all these years because something else took our words? Is it possible that the negative and low self-esteem that we carry around because something took our words away? And the only way we know how to communicate how we feel is to use our shapes, the shape that we're in today. I'm not in a good shape, so we act out. We're not in a good shape, so we get a bad attitude. We're not in a good shape, so we lose all positive thinking. Have we been so caught up in our shapes, we realize that we have been using sign language to describe what's been happening because our words are gone? We cannot verbalize what we've been feeling. So all we know to do is do it with shapes. We cannot say it. We can't talk about it. We can't articulate it. All we can do is do it in shapes. I'm not in a good mood. Don't you bother me. Not today. I'm not feeling. All I know is how I feel today. All I know is the shape that I'm in. I'm feeling this right now. All I know is what I'm feeling. And all we're doing is using sign language. Is it possible? The only way we communicate is with shape, with what shape we are in that day. We get an attitude, or we get a quick temper, and we look down on ourselves. What took your words away that now you must communicate in sign language? What happened? And each of us have had our turn at some what happened moments in this year. Yeah, this year. And let's be honest, For some of us, it hasn't been just this year. It's been the past 2 or 3 years that we've been asking, what happened? A lot of things have been gained this year. Some people have gained new friends on social media. You may have gained new followers. You gained new relationships. You've gained a new, you may even gain a new outlook on life, right? Maybe gain a new outlook on life, and that's good. But there's also been some losses this year. Some seem to have lost hope. We lost family members. There were some times we even probably felt like we was about to lose our minds. And when we lose some things, we lose a part of ourselves because we put so much into it, don't we? When it's something that you lost and you really care about or whatever it is, you really put so much of ourselves into things. And when we lose it, man, it's really tough. But there's also been some losses. And we lose some things. We lose a part of ourselves because we put in so much time and effort and energy. And whether it is a business or a personal relationship, losing something costs us something. It doesn't matter if what you lost was something you didn't have to pay for. Losing something costs. And that's why losing something can be so hard to deal with and can be so traumatic for some individuals. And what bothers us the most is when we lose things that we thought should have stayed. That's the part that really bothers us. We really have a question for that. We lose things that we thought should have stayed because losing it costs something we weren't ready to pay. Have you ever saved up for something and then lost it or someone else lost it? How did that make you feel? They may be looking at the price, but you're looking at all the effort. They may be looking at the price tag, but you're looking at all the time and sacrifice. But when we lose something, it costs something. If you ever had to use a computer for anything, then you are aware of its versatility and its usefulness, right? You ever had to use a computer for something, you are aware of its versatility and you are aware of its usefulness. This is until something happens and things get thrown off schedule, out of sync, and just stop working. Man, now, I don't take it for granted and believe that everyone listening to the show uses a computer. But you do understand the whole concept about how about recovery. You understand what recovery is, or what a recover is, what it means to recover. So I don't take it for granted that everybody that's listening to the show knows what recovery is. Now, I had to recover. There was a time and I had to recover some information I lost on my computer. I was freaking out, man. I was like, oh, crap, I got to get it. Now, a computer is not just designed to store new information, but it's also designed to store previous information also. So while going through the process of recovery, I'm going to leave that right there, because that's a whole other episode. While going through the whole process of recovery, there were two options available for me to choose from. There was the option to reset, and there was the option to recover. And each one has slightly different instructions. And at the bottom of the screen, for the option for the reset, there were the words that read, warning, a reset may delete all current files and remove programs. That was for a reset. It gave me a warning. It says a reset may delete all current files and remove all programs. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you. I had a lot of stuff on my computer. I had a lot of stuff, a lot of files, a lot of programs. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I was not prepared to remove everything in order to recover what I was looking for or to find what I lost. I was not prepared to lose everything. I was not prepared to lose everything to get back what I wasn't. And so I'm just going to be honest with you. That was just a lot of work. I just wasn't. Because even though a reset would help, I would have to put everything back in place. There's a lot of stuff on a computer because the reset will erase everything. And even the things that had nothing to do with the lost information. So a reset will erase everything on the computer. It will erase whatever caused me to lose the information, but it will also erase the things that did not cause me to lose the information. So that right there made me begin to think about something. It did. It made me begin to think. Are we getting rid of relationships and people, quality relationships and people and things out of our lives that had nothing to do with what we lost? Are we getting rid of things out of our lives that had nothing to do with what we lost? Are we blaming someone else because we lost something? Are we putting the blame on a relationship because you lost something and now you put pressure and expectations on somebody else because this person did not meet your expectations? And now we're going to take it and put those same expectations on somebody else who had nothing to do with what we lost. Oh, listen, not only that, but are we blaming ourselves for something we had nothing to do with? It's not your fault you were born shorter than your sister or brother. It's not your fault your body type is different than someone else's. It's not your fault your hair isn't as long as someone else's. Are we blaming ourselves and writing our own selves off because of something that we had nothing to do with? A reset would remove what the problem is, but it would also remove what wasn't the problem. Have we been counting our own selves out for something that was never our fault, that was never the problem, that never had anything to do with us? Listen, you know that I am a firm believer of positive confession. Listen, let me tell yourself, don't count yourself out. Yeah, you ought to put that in check. The next time someone looks at you and thinks that you can't do it, you ought to tell them, don't count me out. Yeah, I know I may not be as tall as someone else, but don't count me out. My complexion might be different. I might come from a different background. My school might be different. My education might be different. I may have different likes and different desires, but don't count me out. Listen, they may have said you're going to be nothing. They may have said you're going to be just another mistake, but don't count me out. You ought to put that in chat. Say that to yourself until you believe it. Say that to yourself if you're the only one believing. Don't count me out. I wish there were some don't count me out people listening to the show. If you're driving, say it. If you're in chat, if you're watching this, say it. Don't count me out. As a matter of fact, others might as well get used to seeing your face. You might as well, look, take a good look. You might as well get used to seeing me. Don't count me out. You might as well get used to hearing me. Don't count me out. But I had to recover what I had lost, because I put so much time into it. I put so much effort into it. I put so much of myself into it. I put so much energy and thought into it. I had to recover what I had lost because I had so much invested into it. I had so much time on it. So many times I said no when I could have said yes. I had to recover what I had lost. I had so much of myself. So much of my personality was into it. So much of who I was in him. I had to recover what I had lost. Have you ever felt like you had lost something and you had to recover it because so much of yourself was wrapped up into it? And so I read the message for the recovery, and it stated, warning, once a recovery is in place, it cannot be stopped. No files will be lost during the recovery. Some programs may require installation. It said it cannot be stopped. I don't know where you are right now, but maybe you are in your unstoppable moment. Maybe you are in your unstoppable moment. I know it felt like something else, but maybe this recovery is your unstoppable moment. It cannot be stopped. There was a time, I know there was a time that you thought you would quit. There were times when you asked yourself, why even bother? Why even try? Because there's no difference in how a reset looks and a restore looks. A restore looks just like a reset. Because everything goes dark just before a restore happens. Now, I know some things got bad for some of us, but maybe we were in the middle and we thought we were in the middle of a reset. Maybe, is it possible we weren't losing everything? Maybe what life was doing was hitting the recover button. We lost some things. It got dark. But maybe, can you see yourself in the middle of a recovery? Because recovery can look a lot like a reset. And if we have the wrong persons in our corner, and if we have the wrong thoughts on our minds, we will call a recovery a reset. We will focus on the negative and not the positive. We would think we have nothing else to fight for. We could think we have nothing left to living for. So instead of selecting reset, I read the instructions on the screen for the recovery. And the recovery instructions said, push to recover. It said, push. Some of us will have to push past the negative things we've been saying about ourselves. Some of us will have to push past negative things others have posted on social media about us. Some of us will have to push past disappointments and letdowns and what happened to us. Pushing past it may mean seeking some professional help with counselors or therapists. Push past it may mean finding new ways to solve that problem. Pushing past it could mean seeing ourselves in a way we never thought. Push to recover. Yeah, push to recover. You are the end. Listen, you are at the end of the year. You made it through 11 months. Don't you dare quit now. Don't you dare stop now. Don't you throw in that towel. Push to restore. Guys, it's about that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. Guys, listen, don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, don't forget to tune in right here each Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. To listen to the show. And guys, as always, you can stream your favorite episodes on your favorite streaming platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Pandora, and so
many more. Guys, last week I mentioned that I wrote a book entitled Always Inspired, Practical Ways to Be Inspired Through This Madness We Call Life. If you would like a copy of this ebook, guys, you can go to Amazon, look it up, or you can scan this QR code right here. That link to it will be in the chat. And as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I got to go. Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.